I just want to go through the Pasha Lamaisa, the Chiyuvim of the Bachrim, in Mitzad Yeshiva, when a person's Chiyuvim are Mitzad at home. I'm not going to say your father's Chiyuv, your mother's Chiyuv, your Bobby's Chiyuv, your Tata's Chiyuv, I don't know what your Chiyuv is. The answer to Chiyuv is not too much at home, but except there's nobody else is doing it. Okay. The point is, Minaraisa is an Issun the Torah by Rabbi Motzei. Mita Raisa, the person could be fulfilled this mitzvah of not having chametz, tashpisu, removing chametz, and Isra of Torah, having chametz by doing the process of bittul. You could then, of course, do the process of bittul, be mavatul, and say it's hefker kafir da'ara, by saying it's hefker kafir da'ara, or it's kafir da'ara, whatever the pshat, the two pshat and rishonim, but through the process of bittul, you yotzi yachiv the rice. Chazal, Mita Raisa, there's another way of doing it, which is the process of beer, removing all of the chametz, getting rid of all the chametz that you have. Process of beer. Chazal made you do both. Chazal did not want to rely on bittul alone, because maybe the guy would not take the bittul seriously. He says, I say bittul, but my son, the perikish makah chametz over there. So we did not want to rely on the process of bittul alone. On the other hand, Deacon Beer is scared to rely on the beer alone, because maybe you missed something. So it was also do bittul. Why do you need Bedika together with beer? I should be mavar the chametz. So this is machlokes achronim. In other words, in a case where the chametz is that the yisra? I'm not oisik to keep my chametz. I'm a misasik. So that was a machlokes to look for chametz, seek out all the chametz, every possible place, and get rid of it. That machlokes achronim what that chiyuv is. But the chiyuv of Bedika and beer and bittul. Because I'll not rely on bittul, because they're afraid the bittul will not be honest. Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says a different pshat why not to rely on bittul alone. Tosfos Msachim in the face says because Shem Yomel Ochlin. If you're going to be sitting in a room which has chametz there, you might come to eat the chametz. So it's very nice you're not over by your Yomotze, because you're Mavatla and your bittul is honest. You meant an al thing. If you eat it, it doesn't help you. And since the Maisa person eats chametz the whole year, and chametz is something which is easy to pop into the mouth, he's used to it. So Chazal just relying on bittul alone is very dangerous, because you might come to eat it. So it's a chiyuv of bedika and beer mitzad the chashash of Shem Yavo Lo'echon. Now this will pay out in halacha. There are halacha, both shittas are brought down, that the reason why we have to do bedika and beer besides bittul is because of it's not going to be, we're worried about being over this at the rice by Rabbi Motzei. A, and B, because of the possibility of coming to eat it. Okay. Nafkimino. Let's go through Nafkimino. So now, how much is the concern? How much does a person have to have the yerba disavayir by yomotz? A kizayis of chametz. Kizayis of chametz is the yisur by yerba yomotz. Person has a kizayis of chametz. No need to do anything. Mitzad bikam beer. Mitzad the chashash shem yavala ochloi. The chi of course needs a kizayis. The yisur the rice of eating it applies even less of a kizayis. So any size which people would consider significant, they would want to eat it. A little crumb, a person is not going to eat a crumb. I'm not worried about that. But the size of a Cheerio, it's already, Cheerio is not a kazayas. Not any stretch of imagination is a Cheerio kazayas. But a person pops a Cheerio in their mouth, it's the rice of a pop a Cheerio in your mouth. So you're mechir to be dubdika and beer, basically from the size of a Cheerio and on. So the chiyah, not else by your say, but else the chashal shamir baloch. So but what are you looking for when you do bedika and beer? You're looking for pieces of chametz which are the size of a Cheerio and larger. Yes?
Why for the achila? Why wouldn't it also be kazayis? Isn't that normally the
issur the raisa, but the key of chorus is the oinshim become the kazayis. We pass in chatzishir also menotara. So chatzishir of anything, any of any issur achila is an issur the raisa. Chatzishurim in general, okay, it's a good question. The general chatzishurim were said. Mechalikus in Rishonim already. Chatzishurim was said by Dvar Mishal Achila for sure, because the Mor says, how do you know there's in a chatzishur? The Mor says two reasons. One is because there's a pasuk Kol Chaylev. So the drasha Kol Chaylev is marba in Yanim by Achila, because written by Achila. So chatzishur applies to Yanim by Achila. Well, it applies to all other areas in the Torah. Not that's Mechalikus. So that's one that has a why. It's not in a chatzishur. The second question of chatzishur is because it's called a litzrufei, and achil there's a concept of you can be mitzarif as long as you eat within the tachad chayachil's pras. You eat two half kazesim, you can be mitzarif. over here, right? So if we have a big machlokas rishonim, whether it's seer if works by Bayer Rabbi Motzeh. If I have a kazayis in that corner, I have a kazayis in this corner, what's the problem? If I sweep them together and have a kazayis together, that's a problem. That already, like, the go bedafka, why should I do that? So that's a chashash in Motzeh, so chashashir is not us. But, you know, but it's a good question. There's no good chashashir by Bayer Rabbi Motzeh. It is a chashash of some rishonim are worried about the chashash, you might come to the sweep together. So it's a separate issue. What?
That's
chatzishir. Chatzishir is not chatzishir. It means any smaller than anything less than chatzishir. Not dafka half. Means any. Chatzishir
would be anything basically.
Yeah.
Based on that, you'd have to be chosesh for
chatzishir. No. So because the lomus is, I'm not the chashash. I'm going to pick up a crumb. Stick in my mouth is very minimal. I don't eat crumbs. That's why they say the size of a Cheerio, so much a person would pop in their mouth. You know, how big is Cheerio? It's not gross mice. You know, the law doesn't say Cheerio, but it says some level of it. The more says Pirurim or bottle, they're irrelevant. That's not a problem. Pirurim is Pirurim, you know, crumbs. So it's bigger than a crumb. How big is a crumb? You know, it's, you know. So Cheerio is a fair. Okay, now another nafkimino. Is where you're going to be for Pesach. So if the reason why we're doing this is because Shemir Olachlo, if I'm going away for Pesach, just do Pitul and goodbye. What do I need it for? So here's the opposite. Because the Valt is also a problem by Yom Yomotzei, I can't just do Pitul. But the problem is that maybe your Pitul wasn't serious, and then there's a Cheshash by Yom Yomotzei. See, wherever I am, if it's in my domain, I own the house, even though I'm going away for Pesach. I'm one of the Meshuggahs that go to hotels for Pesach, right? Right? And wants to eat, you know, whatever, you know? Stop there. Anyway, yeah, right? Right? So, I'm walking out of my house 2 days before Pesach. I'm not coming back till after Pesach. I'm not getting any chobos in my house, but there's a problem by everybody not seeing my house. So the two swaras make nafkiminas, we pass them both, so you can have chumras in both directions. So I have to do b'nikin beer, even though I'm not going to be home for Pesach. Right. So the first case you said Shemir Balochlo is Machayev you to do B'dik Abir on a smaller thing. That's a chumra on that side. The Cheshash of Bayer Bay Motzeh is Machayev the B'dikim. You're not going to be whole. Okay. So that's why both of them Halach L'maisa, both of them are negate. And there's other examples of how both of them play out. But that's just to give you an example of how did both of them play out. Okay. The question comes up. Let's go through a few possible scenarios. The question comes up. So, what exactly are the chiyuvim of an individual person, bacher, in a situation at home where his parents best are going to do the bedikah? They are taking a kriyas of the bedikah like they're supposed to. What is chiyuvim when the parents are not going to be doing for the bedikah? Is there any difference between whether you're staying home or you're going away? And what are the chiyuvim of a bacher here inside his yeshiva property? You know, what he has in the yeshiva. That's the question I want to try to talk about. Go through those one by one. Okay. So what are the chiyuvim of a bacher who's staying home? He's staying home, and his parents are doing the bedikah. His chiyuvim are zero. The only thing that he has, if he actually owns chametz, it's a situation where the parents, you have a situation where he's not called someone called Shulchan Aviv, and he has his own money, he owns chametz. So now you have an issue, because it's his own chametz. So he has the issue by Yerba Yomotzim, it's not himself. He calls money to someone called Shulchan Aviv, so it's not his chametz. Right? And the chiyuv of Shemir Balachor belongs to the Balabais. It's not, each kid has his own room, and it's his chayes. Now, that obviously you understand that that's very nice, in the world of theoretical. Practically, the houses of the houses are big, leak is hard, cleaning is hard, etc. So it's very nice you should help your parents. That's not what I'm not advocating not to help your parents. But I'm saying it's not halakha that your personal chiyuv, you don't personal chiyuv. Your chiyuv is I'll skip it up aim to help your parents.
Selling comments. I'm using the Hashem.
of your father, do you have to do some kind of or anything, or can you just throw in like in the whole section where you're selling chametz?
I'm not sure if I'll the question.
Do you want your chametz also to be part of, you know, what
the material?
So
you should make a separate hershah with the rav. Besides, if you have your own chametz, you should make a separate hershah.
It's not considered like his.
Who's his?
Like,
your father. If it's someone Shulchan Aruch, it could be it is. So then you don't have to do anything. But you know, but some say when a person goes away from home, the ma'aser of the chametz that he has in the pen while he's away, that's his. The father gives him, you know, his own money. He can do his own thing with that. So the chametz that you have here in yeshiva, you should deal with a mechira. If you want to keep chametz over Pesach, you should have a din mechira on that. We'll get to that. Okay, 1 second. Okay, so now, let's say the situation the parents are not doing bidik. So now again, if the problem is not Shem Yerba L'Ochla, it's still not your chametz. But if the problem is Shem Yerba L'Ochla, you shouldn't be hanging out in the house for 8 days. We have to let them be going to be here. If someone shulchan aruch, it means the pshat is whatever you buy belongs to your father. So your father's over by your mother. So you go out before Pesach, you're a big tzaddik, and you buy, you know, 5 boxes of Cheerios, right? And so your father's over for each kazayis. You know, you're not over. He's over. You know, right? So why do I have to do bedikah beer? You know, I'm not a big tzaddik if I did that to my father. You know, but you know, saying if it's not bedikah beer, I don't believe it's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. But on the other hand, if nobody else is doing bedikah in this house, so we have a bomb of Shem Yerba L'Ochla, you can't hang out in this house for 8 days.
But is that a balabais again, like you said?
It isn't a balabais, but the problem is if the balabais is not doing it, then you're mechivah to do it, Pashas. You shouldn't be. Now, the halacha of Shem Yerba L'Ochla doesn't mean I can't walk Selachara like this. I shouldn't be allowed to walk into a giant, you know, Magruder's. So it's called a moid, and I realize that I'm out of whatever, you know. Someone they have kosher l'pesa things. They also have kosher things which are not kosher l'pesa. You know, the thing. I shouldn't be allowed to go into the supermarket. Shem Yerba L'Ochla, right? It doesn't create any sort of going there by hakrai. To walking in there and just be there for, you know, back cry. But to be kavei and you mock yourself in a mockum, where there's a shasham yabalach, that you shouldn't be. So somebody, you know, asked me, it was one of, you know, inside, you know, I don't want to do bidik beer in the girls' school, I don't know, right? Can somebody go into their office? I said, yes. But you want to decide, you want to go into your office, you want to really do work in your office, you know, call them out, in the case where it's mutter, whatever it is, Sarkiram, whatever it is, you plan to really be kibayas up there, you should do bidik and beer before Pesach, you know.
Okay.
So here's again where the nafkamina of what the seed is a chiyuv will create a chiyuv, even in a case where someone. So your chiyuv at home is minimal. But the mice says, nobody else is doing it, you have a chiyuv to do. Now, I want to talk about cleaning. Once we're talking about that, this whatever this chiyuv is, right? So we clean for Pesach. So you know, there's two important laws you have to know about cleaning for Pesach. There's important Ramah and there's important Makabra. You have to know about cleaning for Pesach. Right? The Ramah says that the purpose of cleaning for Pesach is not to clean for Pesach. The first cleaning for Pesach is to facilitate the bedika that you mechuyev to do. It's very hard to do a bedika when the place is an absolute mess. You can't really search for chametz when the place is an absolute mess, right? So the purpose of cleaning for Pesach is not to get rid of the chametz, because that's what bedika beer are for. The purpose of cleaning is to facilitate a bedika and a beer. So therefore, on the 13th of Nisan by day, you should clean the house this way. But the 14th of Nisan by night, you should be able to do a bedika and a beer like a man. That's what the Ramah says. So cleaning for Pesach starts the 13th of Nisan. This year, Sunday morning, Erev Pesach, you start cleaning your house for Pesach. That's what the Ramah says. All right, that's the Ramah. Now, you have to recognize the fact that the houses of the Ramah were a little bit smaller than our houses. I don't know how big the house Ramah's house was.
They had more wives.
That's also possible. No, he's talking about the wives also, right? But I don't want to give you. I don't know how big his house is. I give you a point of reference. There's a Gemara about Basra. The Gemara says that if I'm a boyness, and I build houses, and the person contracts with me that I'm going to build them a trachlin. Trachlin is like a palace, right? How big do I have to build the Yotzin Aloha building a Traklin? How big is a Traklin? Who knows? Everyone the Gemara? It's Yud Bei Zama by Yud Bei Zama. So let's say you learn like the 18 feet by 18 feet. That's a Traklin. One story tall, right? Their palace was 18 feet by 18 feet. My dining room at home is bigger than 18 feet by 18 feet, you know? That was a palace. So, you know, and if that was a palace, you could start cleaning Erev Pesach at the 13th of Nisan and be ready for the night of the 14th. I mean, what was the grace of mice? Okay, so that's Ramos. There's a Machaber. That's a Ramos, whatever it is, you know. It's in the... where was that? Kof Lamed. The end of Tuf Lamed Gimel. You know, there's a Mechaber in Tuf Mem Beis. Now, the Mr. Burr says, by the way, I want you to, Mr. Burr says, do not laugh at this. Do not make fun of this. It sounds like a wild minute, like a crazy minute. You should make fun of it. That's what Mr. Burr said. So the Mechaber, Tuf Mem Beis, Vav, Nogva Lugarak Solim, Vakiso, Shinoga Behem Chometz. The minute was to scrape the walls where Chometz touched. If Chometz touched the wall, you have to scrape the wall. This meaning has what to stand on. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, what? Don't laugh at the minute. Why are you minute shtus? What are you saying? Oh, yes, you're saying. Smach when you're shalmi. Okay. This is shalma. Talk based on both sages. It's a smach when you're shalmi too. That's what Karba is saying. I want you to understand. It's not crazy. So you know you have the Ramah ones that you waited for, you know, Erev Pesach, you know, 3 hours before you started cleaning your house. You have the Machaber that you were scraping the walls. You can't start that you give a Nissan. It's like scraping walls, right? Maybe I don't know, but it's a lot of walls. You're scraping walls and chairs. You know, you scrape every chair. You know, so both worlds exist. There's a Musaf Kumar festival. There's a Musaf of, you know, we're very mocked when it comes to Pesach, etc. So the reality is, but the purpose of cleaning really, the bottom of the purpose of cleaning is could the Chashash come? It's not time to be, you know, clean out your closets and miss out of your room. That's beautiful. That's spring cleaning. It's a beautiful thing. All right, Rav Shemberg every year gives a class for the ladies. He says there's a mitzvah seder raisa for a woman to come to the seder and say the haggadah and to eat the matzah and to eat the maror and Mr. Rabban and eat the maror. Dalek Kosher is a woman's chayivin. There's a mitzvah simple as yachta woman in a chayivin. If you clean spring cleaning before Pesach and then you come to the seder ashmata, you're mivat the mitzvah raisa for a spring cleaning. Don't be mivat the mitzvah raisa for the spring cleaning. That's what Shemberg says. She gives it away. So it's, you know, you have to keep a balance. Mainish, that's, you know, it's not a mitzvah. Maybe it's the opposite of a mitzvah. But on the other hand, to clean well for Pesach is... Now, what do you mechiv the boidik? Right, so, you know, you guys said, what about my bedroom? So I want to tell you two things that you should do. You're in yeshiva already now, it's a good age to do. If you have a bedroom at home, it's basically staying in. It's not used when you're not away. You're not there. The guy says, you know, I don't bring comments into the bedroom. So I don't bring the bedroom, places where you bring comments into. I don't bring comments into my bedroom. Is that a good time? So the law is yes and no. Depends. If you say, listen, I stop now, you know, and I say, you know, I don't remember bringing comments into the room. That doesn't help. If it's possible, you brought in, it doesn't help. If there's a policy, you make a policy not to bring comments into your bedroom. You make a policy not to bring comments into your bedroom. And you stick to the policy. Then you're not mechiv to break that rule. You're not mechiv to clean, I'm mechiv to break that rule. Because there's no comments in that rule. Unless there's little kids in the house. Little kids in the house, forget it. Because little kids can go anywhere, take anything anywhere. That's a mitzvah, you know. I had a chaver tell me, Maisa, he says, you know, his mazel, you know. So, you know, you keep all the drawers, you don't put comments into your drawers. You know, you don't put comments into your drawers, in your chest of drawers in your bedroom, you know. See, his mazel, you know, took some for Pesach. His son took, the 2-year-old took, you know, a sleeve of saltines, a few, took out and put one saltine in every single drawer in the whole house. So now every single drawer in the whole house is now mechiv and bedik, because the mechiv is mechametz. So he said that somewhere in the 3 o'clock in the morning, he fell asleep in the middle of the living room floor, in the middle of his bedikah. Like, you know, just, you know, every single drawer in the whole house, you know what I mean? So that's what kids do for you. Kids make it mechiv and bedik and forget it. You can't rely. But if there's no little kids running into you, coming around, and you have a policy not to bring them to your room, you're not mechiv and bedik to clean the room. I mean, kavod yachta, you should clean, you know, but not bedik and chametz. So that's the policy already. You're a little bit older, and if you have a room which you can keep like that, it solves you a lot of headaches. You make it, you know, except for certain areas. If it's really the family's older, they can make it. Certain areas, we don't bring chametz into. We don't bring chametz into the bedroom area. You just pot to the whole bedroom area from bedikah. So your bedikah is the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, you know. Now, there is one other issue you have to be aware of, that that's chametz that we eat. There's also chametz of the cosmetics, deodorants, those you do bring into that market. So you're required to maybe look for that. So that gets involved in what's mechuyev, what's not mechuyev. You know, the lists have their lists. A lot of things which they say are chayev, you shouldn't use for Pesach. That's just a chumrah. It's not mikra din. A lot of the stuff. Anything which is solid, pashas, is there's, you know, unless it's mom edible chametz, you know, avena oats, you know they have for, you know, avena soap. Avena soap is made out of oats, mamish, you know. They use it for, it's supposed to be good for chicken pox. Takes out the oatmeal is plaster. It's mostly oatmeal plaster. It's good as chicken pox. So, I mean, that's what you're talking about. It's not a problem. But then, otherwise, you know, it's
edible?
That's edible taco. No, I mean, but otherwise, it's nisu mechil, it's kalav. No, it has no din amount. There is an issue by liquids. What the person hold, if it's possible, even though regularly it's not edible, if you could distill it out and make it edible again, it's a problem. A lot of them, you know, the perfumes, colognes, some of the sprays, and those type of things, you can distill that. I heard from somebody, he says he was a doctor. He spoke to a fellow who was a doctor in Russia. And the doctor in Russia used to say that regularly he had people coming in, people, they drank a bottle of cologne. They wanted to drink alcohol. There's alcohol in it, you know. You know, so, you know, good, so they drank a bottle of alcohol, you know. It's cheaper than buying it, but, you know. I mean, if the Russian, my nephew told me he went to a summer camp in Russia. He says, in the soda machines, there's cans of vodka. Like, we buy Coke, they buy cans of vodka in the soda machines, you know. It comes in the soda machines, you know. Like, you know, it's a different world, you know.
If you could distill it, is that because of chashash that you might do it and then you have chametz? Or medina, it's chametz gamur?
What?
Let's say you have a deodorant that you...
No, if you could distill it, so then some say it's not called nifsal.
Then what?
It's not called nifsal. Because right now, it's the way to make it edible still, so it's not called nifsal. I don't want to get into that. That's a separate shul. You have to call, ask your local Orthodox rabbi whether you're chayv or not. Whether, you know, whatever he holds in regards to sprays, colognes, perfume, da 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 da. Right? Call up the star K and speak to my brother-in-law, whatever. Okay. Leave me out of it. Okay. Whatever it is. But so, chiyah and badika in the rooms, you can really not get down the chiyah, then you can do a nice thorough badika in the place you can do a nice thorough badika. And the rest of it, you just, like, don't worry about. And instead of doing like a half badik everywhere, which is not really a good idea, the eighth is to, you know, set a policy in place where you're not mechuyev to badik in too many places. The ones you're mechuyev to do like a mesh. What you're mechuyev to do badik means look. Doesn't mean you know havar ba'alma. It means you're supposed to not much look for chametz. Right? So your kitchen cabinets, you know, you open up. Oh, there's chametz. If that was a market where you put chametz, you're mechuyev to check the whole thing and see if there was chametz. So that's the deal. You know there's a chametz. That's you know, the famous Shiloh. Can your cleaning work the place Medika? The answer is no. Why not? Your Shiloh says, because we're not giving Mechalkim Medika and Medika. You're the world's best cleaner. You won the Nobel Prize for cleaning houses. I don't care. Mechalkim Medika and Medika, you have to do a Medika on the night of 14th like everybody else. So the guy who didn't do that is Mechalkim to check the whole cabinet. So you can't just open the thing. No, I don't need a chametz. It's good, you know. You see any chametz? No, good. Bye. You have to look. You have to look in the cabinet. Why don't we do that? Because if you do that, it's exhausting. The reason why it's exhausting is because we're checking the whole house. Well, who asked you to check the whole house? So you don't need to, you know. Okay. That was my soapbox, by the way. I just finished my soapbox. It gets back to the halacha issue. I told you it's been a very long day, you know. Okay, that's what your chiyuv is mitzad your home. So again, that's it if you're staying home. If you're going away, so again, you have no chiyuv. the chiyuv of the parents, the father. You should help him. Let's say you're going away and he's not doing it. So then what are your chiyuvim? He says, well, now one second, let's talk. It's not your chametz, you're not shemi of a lachol because you ain't there. So then you're not going to do anything. I mean, maybe you want to do a chesed to your father, he shouldn't be over there, you want to do it for him. I mean, it's not your chiyuvim, you have no chiyuvim. Okay. What are your chiyuvim?
Why does your father need to do bdika? Doesn't need to do bdika where you are. Here. Because there's no chashash at all.
Where?
Here.
Not here. Come on, so, at home.
But in the bdika at home, he's on motzi, he's on the motzi yuchiv bdika there. I mean here.
No. We'll get to here next. I'm talking about at home. What your chiyuvim are at home. What are your chiyuvim at home? Your chiyuvim at home are nothing. It's not your chiyuvim, it's your father's chiyuvim.
Now, what you should do for your father bdika at home.
Right.
But
we'll get to here. We'll get to here. I didn't touch discuss here yet at all.
Yeah.
But it has to be in your rishis. Yeah, it has to be in your rishis. So now the. I do want to point out, this is just a practical cheshbon, you know, if you're not excited about your father going through all of your drawers, if you're not excited about your father going through all of your drawers and cleaning your room and doing b'dik in your room, you might want to do b'dik in your own room. That's a different shaila that you have to work out between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. I couldn't resist. What are you even vis-a-vis here? So now, I have to tell you, this is the machlokes. What's the status of a person on a room that he's renting? So, you go to a hotel for Pesach. You rent the room. And this is your room right now for Pesach. You are machlokes to make sure there's no competition. So if you arrive there before Pesach, you have a chiyuv to bedik on the room. The only shaila is, meet your adin. Right? If you only arrive in the morning of Yudal, you only come Erev Monday morning this year. So really, because then the hotel should have done a bedika the night before. But I highly doubt the hotel did a bedika. Right? The night before. Jewish hotel, honestly, I don't care. They didn't do a bedika the night before. So you're mechiv to do a bedika. Big Shiloh, what do you do during, if you come to Erev Chol HaMoed, you come for the second day. Here's the funny thing. Right, I walk in and say, I have das not to be kind of, so hopefully you're not kind of the chometz. Because whether that works or not, the guy be din of chometz, a son of Kotzkel Hembr Shuster maybe would work. But there's a Shashemi. So going and looking for chometz is not a great idea. Maybe it's not a good idea to look for the chometz, it's better they shouldn't see the chometz. Let's go see if I can find any chometz in the room, Oh, good. So what's the sad? Since it's mechalek, what do you do? So don't look. It's better idea not to look because you might come to eat it. I'll say no. It's not a chashash because while you're about, you're being oisik to be baidik in order to be mavayir it. So if you're being oisik in beer, you're not going to come to eat it. Obviously, no. So that's why since mechalek doesn't know what to do. You'll ask me separately. You'll say, but there is a mechalek is what to do in that situation. But that's only the alumnus in a hotel. That's only Kuli Alman hotel because that's your makom. They can't now arbitrarily. They gave you room X. Mr. Tony Weinberg said, "Well, I rented room X. Already moved in. You can't just start moving to another room. You have to give me a very good excuse. I have to be honest, etc." What about the guys in the yeshiva? Guys in a hospital. Loyal Leno. I mean, they're similar in many ways. Yeah. It's a base refuah for the nefesh. Okay. Anyway. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Carson says he's moving to a different room. He says, "Excuse me, I pay rent to the yeshiva. I have this room." He says, "Excuse me, who are you? I'm moving to a different room. I'm a very nice guy. I might accept your request and all things, but you have no tviya on the makom be'etzim, right? So you're not really renting the makom." So this is a big shell in the place. How do you, I'm paying rent, and they're giving me a makom to use, and it's my makom. I'm paying rent, I'm paying tuition, etc. I'm paying the right to use this room. On the other hand, I don't really own the room. It's not like a regular rental where I get buyers in the room. So is that chayvim b'dikur or not? Big machlokes is in the poskim. I mean, the contemporary poskim already. What do you do? You know, open up different ceremonies and say different things. My sir, Einar Paskins, the Mitzad Yeshiva, the Einar Paskins, that he holds at the Bochum Archive. this is their makom. The maaser is giving this makom to you. So now they're giving this makom to you. They're a renter on it. So this is your makom. So now it's your chumas and your makom. You got a problem. So no, it's yeshiva's makom. It's my chumas. Yeshiva's makom. Give all the I love you, yeshiva. Take care of everything. No, it's not true. It's your makom. It's your chai. So a person is clear to do a bedikah before he leaves. Bedikah should be done the night, at night time. It's supposed to be done at night time. I have to say, it's very funny. I gave him the chair for the talk to the girls. Someday this week, I don't remember anymore what day it is. So a girl asked me, so where do you put the bread? No. There's no halacha putting out bread except for the night of the 14th. You put out bread because in the chashash, maybe it's a big bracha levatala. You don't make a bracha except for the night of the 14th. So there's no halacha putting out bread when you do it the night of the 7th. Before you leave, you don't put out bread before you get 10 pieces of bread. So I want to make it clear, no 10 pieces of bread, you know?
There's no bracha either.
No, and because there's no bracha. There's no bracha.
Doing it at night as always?
Yes.
But if you're going to be around the night of the 14th, like in the same area,
you should come back the 14th. Now, I would tell you not to make a bracha, not because it is a machlokes of the maaser, so I would tell you not to make a bracha. But then you can make a bracha at home, a yetzer the bracha at home, and then come
have
do it.
Have in mind a
yes.
Bracha.
And most places say as long as, even if you have to drive in between, it's in the same mark, the same, you know, ear. Right. I mean, their ear didn't mean, you know, America's ear. It was not the ear that they were talking about. The America's ear runs from north of Baltimore down to Richmond. It's one ear, you know. That's not what I mean. Same, you know, it's in the same neighborhood, you know. That two makaras in the same neighborhood. So one bracha could be one tzibah.
Even though your father's, if your father pays the tuition, he's paying the rent. Why is it not his bialis?
It's an interesting question because over there, clearly he's giving it for you to use. So it's, you're the renter in the sense of you're the one who's using it. So that's
it would be different if you live in the house at your room. That's it's
you live what?
If you have your own room in a house, in your father's house.
Right, that'd be different. Because you don't. Nothing personal, but you don't really have any bialis on. Father was very nice to you, but you know, he might not want to start up with you because you're a mean kid. You know, you yell at him if he makes you move, but he can make you move. You have no bialis on that room. Want to make that clear? Let me finish this thought. Okay, so the bedikah should be done by night. There's a flashlight is fine. You know, in those minutes, you still have to use it. For this, I think you rely on a flashlight. And when you're finished, you should say a Kol Chamira. The Kol Chamira of there's two Kol Chamiras. You say one Kol Chamira of after a Bedikah, and then the Kol Chamira of you say by the beer. The other one, you'll dial it in the morning. But the Kol Chamira you say after Bedikah, you should say right away. As soon as you finish the Bedikah, you should say Kol Chamira.
Do we have to say Kol Chamira also? After the beer? Even if we so make a Kol Chamira, but since he gives us money.
So that you should, because whatever you're using over here belongs to you. Right. So now it comes to Mechira. Now what do you, let's say you're going away, the yeshiva is closing up that room, and you're going away. So there should be the Mechira. Because I said, this is your makom. You have chametz stored here. So if you want to keep some chametz, some good chametz, you don't want to throw it out. If you hold yourself chametz gomer or whatever it is, you should designate it a makom, and you should make a harshah with the rav that you're selling that makom. You should be careful now. You know, someone like you should be careful because the time zones are a little bit of an issue. You want to make sure that you're selling it in the right time zone. You know, if you're sitting in Paris, which this man Isser Chometz comes 2 hours before it comes in America, or 5 hours before it comes in America, right? So it's already Isser Man Isser Chometz. And the Rav in America hasn't sold it yet. Or vice versa, Motzi Pesach, the Rav in France is already buying Met the Chometz from the Goy, but the Chometz is sitting in America, it's still in Pesach in America with the Chometz. Big shout out to do with that. Okay. So that is what your chiyuv to do is vis-a-vis your. Yeah, you both had questions. Yeah.
If I come back and I all the physical things inside the world,
if you come back and you did a bedik and a beer, what did you do?
I found that after I come back, is there
yes. There was the interesting thing. I'm a big tzaddik. I did bedik, I did beer, I did everything I was supposed to do, I did bittul, and I find chometz afterwards. Still awesome. Yes, it is mechlokes.
Trying to project.
100%.
If I'm coming back for the bedika, should I make kochamira after which bedika make kochamira?
When you finish doing all the bedikas of the night.
Sure.
Wait till you finish.
Really?
Yeah.
You said that if people go away on Pesach, then you don't need to do the bedika.
I didn't say that.
No?
I said, if you are not the owner, and you go away for Pesach, then you have to... The father has a problem with the Bayer Matzah issue.
Let's say you go away on Pesach.
Right.
And then would you make Chaim in your house?
Who's you? Maybe myself?
Yeah.
It's my house. I have a key.
Before the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Because I'm the owner of the house.
Right.
I said if a child in the home,
oh, maybe, yeah.
See if he's staying there, nobody else is doing the bedika, he has a key about Shem Yavaloch. If the family's going away, he says, listen, it ain't my chometz. I'm not going to eat it because it ain't there anyway, so what do you want my life? Tell him I should do a favor for my father and make sure he doesn't do the favor. He didn't do the bedik. Okay.
So,
okay.
What do we do with the
chometz?
Right.
If you find it. Really, because then you could burn it the next day, you know, that night even. But really, you know, I mean, you're not mechuyev to wet through dal in the morning and burn it. That's your question. I'm mechuyev to pack it up in your suitcase, make your suitcase and mechuyev and listen to chometz and sleep at home. And you meeker than no, you can eat it. You could throw in the garbage, you know, that which we burn in our place, you know, there is. Once it's a key of beer, so the key of, once it's mamash a key of beer, so it's amount of beer, so we say beer should be done with safe. There are other ways of doing beer. You know, putting the garbage and having it carted away, you're not everybody really wants it.
If the garbage isn't carted away, is that considered in your
That's a big headache. It's a big headache. You know, if it's on your property still, it's your garbage can. It's on your property still.
Right.
Or even if you put in the streets, it's your garbage can.
Right.
And you're not being mafka the garbage can, really.
So by putting in the garbage, you'd be mafka the things in the garbage.
Yeah, but there's a garbage can.
Oh, right, and something's in there.
Right. So, you know, I think we have this issue, you know, I think one time they're supposed to do garbage this year. Cat mill garbage pickup is Monday morning. That's the world, you know. And beer comments, what do you do if the guy comes late? You know, it's already getting late. What do, you know? So you can take it out of the garbage can to throw it into the street. You might have other problems, you know, but you could do that. Well, I wouldn't advise it, you know, but halachically you can do that, but not to keep it in your garbage can.
Well, you can't do mafkia something which is in your rishus.
You could, but it's chometz. You can't have chometz in your rishus.
But say, if the garbage can is yours, you could be mafkia all the stuff you have in your garbage can.
Yeah, but still, it's in your rishus. It's in your garbage can. Like in your house.
You completely mafka.
That's beautiful. But Chazal didn't say that hefker is alone is enough. Hefker is good if you pack and put it out in the middle of the street. You're mafka mamish, put it on the street.
Why?
Because they didn't. I have a great idea. Just do bittul, don't do bittul and beer. Just be mafker it.
But this is a chashash that Rashi says that you might, first of all, you might not be sincere. And you have tosos that you might.
Because the tosos in your rishos. That's the problem. So in your garbage can.
In the garbage can, you don't have chashash. You might not be sincere.
I'm a chalak of that. I'm a chalak. It's your garbage can. Your garbage can. I want to tell you interesting, just halachah l'maaseh. So we had you find chometz pesach. What do you do?
But that's why we do
shir. I mean, have you ever lived through that experience of finding chometz pesach? Yeah, I have. It's not kashmak. You open up the stroller and there's a bag stuck to the bottom of the stroller with a half a roll inside of it. You know, on Yom Tov, you know. So on Yom Tov, chalamoy, you burn it. That's the best thing to do. On Yom Tov. So you can't burn on Yom Tov. What do you do? So a lot of them are different shittos. Halacha l'maaseh, when Mishabur comes down, halacha l'maaseh, in halacha it's muksa. You can't do anything to it. You shouldn't tell a goy to get rid of it. You shouldn't kick it with your feet. You should do nothing to it. You mechuyev to cover it with something. Kashem yavaloch. And then follow more, you burn it. Right, so that, now let's say you have a situation where the chometz is in your hand. You put something up and you go, this is chometz. what's in your hand? You say, oh, it's got mukhsa, you know. Don't, you're not going to drop it. Then you're allowed to take it and destroy it by putting it, if it can go down the toilet, you put it on the toilet. You get rid of it that way, you know. Right? Once it's in your hands, the Bialoch has a case where the person came to the Rav with a shayla on his pot, whether it became chametz or not. The Rav passed him that it's chametz. It's good, so now he has a pot of chametz in his hands, you know. He's not much worried. I'm not going to drop it in the situation. You're allowed to take it and get rid of it. Because it's not in your hands, it's more. What's doing that case is an issue. If I hear you, that's very nice of you. Now, part of the reason why we don't do the other things, because basically, you were about to learn Pesach. So this is the rest of you not being over. In case you talk about we're not about to learn Pesach, then you're being over this is the rest of your own. Say some person will you allowed to do something with it. Because this is the rice, it should be mata this and muksa. Right? But the bat you're a mavatalar of Pesach. There's another shalom the person to deal with. Can nowadays we sell the chametz. So the nusim we said we sell the chametz set in this room, and we sell all the chametz we have in our rishon. I'm burning the guy's chametz. I'm a gazlan. This depends on the fact of the shalom. I'm a gazlan. Right? I'm not allowed to burn the guy's chametz. He helps. The mice of the minigarlum is Esrbi Animus, the minigarlum is not like that. He also, it's clear your kibbutz wasn't these type of things really. You know, we use it the kula to say you know, not being over, but the mice, we don't mean that you will not go to the point that you can't get destroyed. It's a good cash. The lomas, I like the lomas. Shmack lomas. The horror is a good horror. Nowadays we sell what should be. What would be in a case where somebody gives you comments on paste? So who's going to give you chametz and pesach? Good, right? Who would give you chametz and pesach? So Baruch Hashem, how many years ago was it? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? So I think it was grape nuts. Grape nuts, you know, kettle of grape nuts. Sample boxes of truth. They sent out sample boxes to all the cat mill. So first day Yom Tov, you walk into, you know, I have my mail slot. It comes to the mail slot. I walk in and there's this sample box of cereal. Of grape nuts, you know, grape nuts. Chametz cover sitting on my floor in my house. It's Givaldi. Thank you very much. You know, the next year they came, it came Erev Pesach. And the punk then, it came Erev Pesach. In time for the beer. So Losa says, that's great. We grabbed it, we put it stuck into the beer, and we burned it, you know. But the year before, it came on Pesach, you know. So your first thing is, I don't want to be kind. I do not want to be kind of my chashan. Kind of for me, I'm not kind. Now, we're going to go by the same thing. So now you're kind of, there's no head to do anything to it, because you're not coming up and over the rice. Cover it over, you're mukhidah, cover it over, okay, I think I covered everything I can remember I wanted to cover. Okay, I don't have my notes, so.
Let's say you get it comes in a newspaper like the cereal. Can you read the newspaper if I'm taking the newspaper out of the bag and still be
because tilted? You mean what's your shot? Because like, well, you're moving the muksa.
Yeah, you're picking up the newspaper and take it out. And there's a cereal.
So, is there head to tilt them in the tzad by muksa? So that's a mechloi because. Normally, my muksa is head to tilt them in the tzad. Over here, in other words, I actually saw. I shouldn't say that. I went on the computer to see if anyone talks about this. So one of the blogs, they have this story over there. There's a few like halacha blog. They keep discuss halacha issues. So he brings over there. Then Stanford Hill, this might have happened. That they came with a sample cereal, and the rabbanim passed. Everybody should kick it out into the street with their kick out in the street. So you had all these boxes of the cereal out in the middle of the street, you know, and the company's trying to figure out what the Jews have against their product, you know. So he passed, and you're supposed to, you know, the Shavur brings a machlokes about it, whether you should even tilt them in the tzad. And there's been such a machlokes, different parties can pass it differently. But the mindset seems to be, when the Shavur comes out, you don't do any tiltle at all. So even tilt them in the tzad would not be more. In other words, it's more common than an average mux. It's really common. Yeah.
Could you make a shiach over the phone also?
You can make a shiach over the phone, it's not a problem. In other words, that which...